Engaged in a little ruminating, fulminating, and articulating. Jack, Aaron, Natalie, and Katie, and Jay Ratliff on board here now, our day trading expert. And Jay, thanks for being on board here this morning. And a lot of people, I would think, have to be a little concerned if they've got stocks on what's going to be happening between now and November 3rd, how the stock market is going to react to all of this, and then the day after.
You know, Jack, one of the things that I've seen over the last 25 years of trading stocks is the 2 weeks prior to a presidential election, we tend to see more volatility than we do at other times, given the fact that there is that uncertainty, regardless of what the polls say. I mean, if anything, the last presidential election taught us that the polls mean absolutely nothing. And you're going to see a lot of people basing their trades on emotion as they get concerned one way or another, and that always causes the volatility to spike up quite a bit. Now, obviously, if you're a long-term investor, you ignore that volatility. You don't care if the market's going up or down at a given point. You recognize that from a long-term standpoint, that's what the market does. But if you're someone that always has your finger close to the trigger as far as a buy or sell, next 2 weeks could be quite interesting.
The one big question is, will the market react better to the election of Biden or the re-election of Trump?
You know, that's a real good question, Jack, and we don't know the answer. Now, my suspicions are that if the president was able to secure a second term, we would see the market respond in a very positive fashion. And likewise, if we saw Biden end up winning the election, as hard as it is for me to consider that, we could see that the market take a dip as a result. Now, you know, long term, if the Biden presidency started flooding the economy with money, giveaways, stimulus, those types of things, the market responds very well to that. So the market could recover depending on how things go. But yeah, if we're going to maintain a pro-business standpoint, continue to see jobs being created, small businesses flourishing as they are, I only see that happening under President Trump. Because, look, Joe Biden has made it clear the tax breaks and the tax cuts that have been given to small businesses would be taken away. And as a result, I think that the economy and the stock market would suffer as a result.
Jay, we've seen a lot more air travelers. So what? I'm waiting on your word. When's the time to consider buying?
Well, right now we're seeing air traffic that's still down more than 70%, Aaron, in a lot of markets. And you're seeing some airlines that are counting on this stimulus. And if a stimulus comes through, we'll see airlines get a nice little pop and people will think that they missed the boat. The problem is that we're still seeing a historically low drop in the demand for travel. And I think that's going to be with us for some time, because absent of a vaccine, absent of a way for us to test every single passenger that's flying, it's going to be very difficult for the airlines to see sustained success. And that's one of the reasons, until we reach that pivot point, I am very, very apprehensive about putting any money into airline stocks.
I did read a story the other day where they were talking about that flying really is relatively safe, given that they make you wear masks and all of that kind of stuff. And there's very little COVID-19 positive cases found from flying. But again, I don't.
Yeah, but Jack, understand that report was sponsored by United Airlines.
Oh, okay. That would make a difference.
One of the experts that was a part of that said that some of the data that they had was twisted in such a way that it wasn't exactly as transparent as that. I'm not saying it's not safe to fly. If my wife, if Sherry could wear a mask, we would be flying. But she can't because of her asthma. But I'm not saying it's not safe, but I am saying that that report is a bit suspect, given who was behind it as far as sponsoring it.
Well, yeah, we did fly to Cincinnati.
Let's get this year over with, guys. Yeah, absolutely.
We did flying last week, and all worked out well. In spite of my germaphobe wife, she made sure everything was clean, but she's always done that. She's great for that kind of thing.
And
anyway,
they had adult beverages for you?
Yep, they had adult beverages, yeah, too.
That was the deal breaker, I recall, so good.
Yes, indeed. Jay, we will talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Jay Ratliff, our day trade fund guy here on